Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What did the Patriots prove yesterday?
Nothing! Not a darn thing! You know what? Maybe they proved something. That nobody's going 17. The Bills were going to lose to somebody.
Chris Broussard saying it very loudly for some reason.
Might be correct, though.
No, he was correct.
Yeah, the Bills turned the ball over. They finally lost the turnover battle for 26 games.
As somebody who has the occasional tendency to get loud, why do you do it there?
Yeah.
Like, nobody was arguing against that, buddy. Like,
Maybe they were. But I will say, I'm interested to see what New England looks like the rest of the year. Their schedule's very easy.
So is the Bills.
So is the Bills. But look, it's a very good win for them, and we mentioned it on pregame. Mm-hmm. That is a win that will buy that group in more than anything. And Vrabel's already very good at building that culture, building a team that is willing to run through a wall for each other. That's the kind of win that really galvanizes the group and proves the point as well. So look, I said it to start the show too. I think what's maybe most impressive for that for New England, they did something Miami couldn't do for years. With Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and Mike McDaniel. You got one win on the Bills at home in a heat wave, but you never could beat them in Buffalo, and you couldn't really beat them when it matters. And now New England went up against an undefeated Bills team, and they did beat them. Albeit, it took winning the turnover battle, which is important, and the Bills have done that for years now.
But that's part of where the Broussard clip kind of resonates, is that it's still overall nothing. It's week five.
Right, and he said, what did that prove? No one's going to go undefeated? Yeah. And one team do that.
And we said the Bills were going to lose to somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, based off of the way that they played over the last 3 weeks, that was absolutely happening.
Yep.
And it was just this one.
Spoiler alert, I don't think, at least definitely for me, no players from that game are going to be on the primetime performers. I thought about putting Stephon Diggs on. But he'll be on the honorable mentions. That's where we start as we get to our Week 5 prime time performers for Week 5. But really, it's just overall this weekend because, as we have mentioned, we are going to do some other sports as well. The baseball playoffs are underway. Great so far. And I will start there with my first honorable mention. It is Stephon Diggs. I've seen a few tweets about him meeting the moment. He absolutely did. I will never not love that he is that kind of receiver. He's that kind of player. It's why I like Baker Mayfield, too. They will build things up in their head. Diggs, you probably wanted your way out of Buffalo. It may be mutual. Let's not act like you're a spurned ex. But to that point, man, it brings out a hell of a player. 12 targets, 10 catches, 146 yards. He was the best receiver on the field by quite a margin.
Quite a margin, and it was something that we pointed out on the overtime show of it's fitting that he was the best receiver on the field mm-hmm. when, you know, the Bills kind of had some struggles a little bit with their wideouts throughout the evening. Yeah, like you said, though, like, don't act like the Bills pushed you out and it was a solo act from them. Don't act like that. But it proves
but also kind of act like that because that's what.
But it proves the point
yeah.
that athletes will create whatever they need to mm-hmm. to get themselves going. Any sort of motivation that they need to put there, it could be the Shaquille O'Neal was the greatest at putting fake bulletin board material out there in order to prove something wrong. Shaq, what are you talking about?
Love it.
Love so,
it. Love it.
My first honorable mention is going to go to Mac Jones. Second time he's been on this so far, which is weird because he's not the starting quarterback.
He's had to play it like, though.
He's had to play like at 342 yards, two touchdowns, and a win against the Rams, keeping the banged up to oblivion 49ers atop the NFC West with a couple of very interesting contenders this year and challengers. The NFC West, super fun. And why? Mm. Oh, I've got a little spoiler alert of my own. There's another team from the West that is going to end up in this list.
Yep. My other honorable mentions, two quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, C.J. Stroud. They beat up really bad teams, but they both threw for four touchdowns. Prescott might actually be playing at an MVP level. He may not have enough wins to get the award.
No.
But he continues to be, I think, maybe the most underrated quarterback in the sport. I get he plays for Dallas. I love him. And he just puts up oogles and boogles of numbers on less than rosters. He doesn't even have CeeDee Lamb, and it kind of doesn't matter. C.J. Stroud sort of needed this game. He beats up a really, really bad Texans team, or Ravens defense, but he kind of needed that. I think the Texans as a whole really needed that because up to this point, really for the last year and some change, they just have not looked like that ascending team that everyone thought they would be. They're now playing second fiddle to teams like Jacksonville and Indianapolis in their own division, and it felt like Houston had lapped them pretty quickly once they got Stroud. It hasn't been proven true, but both those guys, big performances, both throw four touchdown passes. I think both, though, under 300 yards in those contests, beating up bad defenses.
My final honorable mention, I'm going to head to the diamond. Blake Snell, Dodgers pitcher, mm-hmm. six innings, one hit allowed in a dominant performance in Game 2 against the Phillies that puts the Dodgers one win away from a sweep against Philadelphia now as well.
Mm-hmm.
I will be returning to the diamond a decent amount for my primetime performers. I figured I'd at least get the honorable mention out mm-hmm. of the way there. But yeah, Blake Snell, incredible game from him. Nine strikeouts, no earned runs, one hit allowed. He did walk four players. That's why he's in the honorable mentions portion of mm-hmm. this. But that survived.
Yeah. I've got two honorable mentions left, both with baseball. One I won't spend too much time on because I know he's on your list, so we'll let you kind of mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about that. But first up, Mariner second baseman Jorge Polanco. Two home runs off of Tarik Skubal in their 3-2 win over Detroit on Sunday.
That series Mariners, is 1-1.
I mean, that series is 1-1, and it's Skubal who...
It's Skubal, yeah.
Him and Paul Skeens, there's a few other names mentioned in there, but are two of the... just straight-up unhittable pitchers. And for a guy in one game to get two off of him and play a massive role in getting that win, great for them. You'd think it's going to be someone like Cal Raleigh or what have you. Polanco, though, great performance for him. And then the other one, Jays pitcher Trey Savage, 11 strikeouts, no hits allowed, just one walk in, just over five innings played. Also on Sunday, Jays do get that 13-7 win over
Spoiler
the Yankees.
Spoiler alert, he mm-hmm. is a lot higher than where you put him.
Yeah, so we'll start with your number five now with the honorable mentions all wrapped up.
All wrapped up. So I'm going to go to college football, actually, for this one for number five.
Oh, very nice.
And that's UCLA quarterback Nico Amalava. 166 yards, two touchdowns passing, 128 yards on the ground, three touchdowns rushing in UCLA's first win of the season over number seven Penn State. This program needed that win. It is becoming a rough sledding for Deshaun Foster and UCLA, but then it turns and flips the other side. James Franklin, just on the heels mm-hmm. of losing another game to a top 25 opponent, loses to a winless team.
And with that now, the preseason number one and number two teams are both out of the top 25 Texas after losing to Florida. And then as you mentioned there, Penn State dropping two in a row, Oregon at home, and then UCLA on the road. I still don't understand how they lost that game. And they were losing most of the game. It wasn't even like it was a last-second comeback. UCLA dominated offense. Nico Amalava was a huge reason why. Up to this point, his transfer out of Tennessee looks to be a disaster, but that was a great game.
That game was not one of them, though. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So number five for you, Nicola Malava. For me, number five, Nick Benito, outside linebacker for the Denver Broncos. This, some of the names on this list are going to start turning into more just how their season has gone, and they continue to push it. 2.5 sacks against the Eagles. He's got 7 already. He's on pace for 24 sacks. The league record is 22.5 in a season, held by Michael Strahan and TJ Watt, respectively. He is just transformed into one of the best pass rushers in the game. His pressure rate is exceeding almost everybody. He is a major reason why that defense in Denver is such a problem for everyone to deal with. While I don't think their offense is anything to write home about, that defense is a calling card, and they may be on the run here of having two straight players, different players, winning Defensive Player of the Year. Patrick Surtain does last year. I think Nick Benito should be the favorite to win it this year.
Defensive star players. I'm starving. I'm also actually hungry. Number four, we go back to the diamond. And we go to Toronto and the Yankees. No, it's not you, Savage. Not yet. It's the Placata. Vlad Guerrero Jr., 3 of 5, 4 RBIs, the grand slam in the fourth inning. A dominant day by the Blue Jays, at least a dominant 5 innings, is capped off in the fourth when Vladdy Jr. goes yard, second level on that grand slam. No doubter type thing. I remember I was in the studio watching the replay of it. I'm showing Zach the pause of like, who are the fans behind the plate that recognize it first?
Oh, that was fun, yeah.
But it was one of those like, ball go dong, it's a no doubter. Mm-hmm. And again, up to the second level in the ballpark, and I'm like, yeah, no. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., get him on the primetime performers. That hit alone does it, but he's been so efficient throughout already the weekend against the Yankees.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Number four for me, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, again, kind of the same vein as Nick Benito. I think it's going to be him and Puka Nacua right now are the favorites to win the Offensive Player of the Year. Only has 66 rushing yards, 3 scores, though. He has been a major factor in why the Colts have just been able to blow out some of these bad teams they've been able to play. And look, I mean, the Taylor situation's been so weird. It seems like we've been dancing around. He's been great. Then they've got stuff going on in the offseason with his contract, what have you. Then he's dealt with injuries. Now this year, it seems like he's right back to where he was in terms of the top-tier echelon of running backs in the NFL. He's a bulldozer. He's their best player on offense, and he's proving it again. Again, just 66 yards, but 3 touchdowns, and they're able to just kind of run away from the Raiders early. Geno Smith, by the way, boy, we talk about QB renaissances, and he maybe started it. It's in a dark age, though, for Geno Smith. He is playing some bad, bad football right now.
The Seahawks have done it again, unloaded a quarterback when they absolutely needed to. I wonder what Sam Darnold's crash out's going to look like.
It's historic at this point.
Speaking of Sam Darnold, though, what a way to get to number three on the primetime performers list, because Zach and I are going to be in lockstep with these following two for number three and number two. But number three is the entirety of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Seattle Seahawks football game.
Well, here, look, ultimately, it started off perfect. The uniforms.
Yes.
You're going back to the 70s. The aesthetic is perfect. And then the game was incredible. And it's I didn't want to, because ultimately, if I was just picking players from this game, most of the list would be that game. It would be Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Emeka Buka, Jackson Smith and Jigba. All right, let's find a fifth guy. We're not going to do that. I mean,
we're not clogging the list with one game.
But it was an unbelievable game. It was tight the whole way. It was blow for blow. It's that old school QB battle, that QB duel that you think of. And I like that it was two guys that maybe you wouldn't expect. It's the two maybe lost guys from the 2018 draft class. Lamar and Allen have won their MVPs, their stars of the league, where Baker and Darnold have taken the road less traveled. They've had to go through different stops. They've had to been beaten down and rise again. And they were electric. I would argue, really up until Darnold throws that pick right at the end of the game, it was for both guys their best games as pros. They were both flirting around 80% completion percentage. They're throwing deep balls. I'm saying it again, toe for toe, throw for throw. It was incredible to watch, and I will not be surprised if these two teams meet again in the playoffs. It's a shame one of them had to lose.
That's exactly what we were saying. And the biggest highlight from that game, though, was you screaming at Red Zone to put that game back on, take us back to God's country, because why are we watching?
The Pacific Northwest. Why am I watching Arizona-Tennessee? Simply could not figure that out. Get me off the triple box. Get me back to the Pacific Northwest.
It's still funny now. That's what I loved about it.
Because I still can't understand. And again, we don't have volume on, so they're probably like, they're in a break. We'll get you back here in a second. But I'd rather watch those commercials. The commercials have probably been electric.
Oh, my God.
It was a wonderful game.
Still hilarious. We move on to number two here. Rico Dowdle, Carolina running back. 23 carries, 206 rushing yards, 28 receiving yards tacked onto it, as well as a rushing touchdown. And it was a fantastic day here for the Carolina running back at number two here for me on the primetime players.
And I also go Rico Dowdle as well. Great for him to get that, especially with, you know, he has to fill in for an injury. You ultimately don't have, you know, a Carolina team that is necessarily all that good, and they're down 17-0. And Dowdle, funny enough, at running back, is the guy to get them going. He's got a few great moments in that game. Also, should mention, Eric Collins, who's the play-by-play guy for the Charlotte Hornets, is the play-by-play guy for that game. Phenomenal.
Hey,
if you get a chance to listen to those highlights, please do it. It's so much fun.
Everyone's like, oh, that was so corny. That man for 82 games has to generate excitement about the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, let the man live.
Let the man cook in a game that, yeah, it's two bad teams playing each other, but you know what? He made it exciting because the game ended up exciting.
Even the Jalen Waddle touchdown, right. He made exciting, and he's clearly rooting for the Carolina team.
He
didn't matter.
But he still made sure to stay unbiased in it as well. Mm-hmm. It's that Carolina in the second half makes the plays. So that excitement's going to be generated even by a neutral broadcaster no matter what.
Yeah.
So that was perfect there. But Dowdle was fantastic.
Yeah, so.
Like, are you kidding me?
Bucks Seahawks at 3. And Rico Dowdle at 2 for both of us. Also, real quick, do want to mention for Bucks Seahawks as well, because I didn't get to mention the receivers too much, but both Emeka Buka, Jackson Smith and Jigba, both over 100 yards, both dominant. Incredible performance by both those two, who are very quickly becoming stars in this league.
Ohio State receivers, it's a factory.
Just draft them. Number one.
Number one, I hinted at it. It's Trey Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Five innings pitched. Sets the franchise record in postseason play for strikeouts in a game with 11. No earned runs, no hits. Nobody got on base with a hit of theirs. He walks one person. Near perfect baseball from a guy who was playing in single A to start the year. Our own Pat Malacaro was on Sports Talk Saturday with me and Joe Calley. He had mentioned Treu Savage and how important his role is going to be as the game two pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Brings up the fact that it's a single A guy to start the year. And he storms through double A, through the Bisons, to playing in Toronto in the biggest moment. And if there's the one moment, the one Yankees batter, he calls a timeout. Yusevich stands there, not flinching a muscle. He wants to get back to work.
Mm-hmm. Great and performance by
him. It was an aura farming moment because what happens? Swing and a miss, strike three.
Mm-hmm.
For the first out. Oh, that's just... That is sports right there. Crowd roaring immediately on it. And it's like, oh, that's
mm-hmm.
That's what the kids call aura farming. And no, Yusevich was incredible in this. And I'd imagine now, because of the fact that they pull him after going through five deep and
throws
78 sixth,
pitches. Yeah,
he only throws 78 pitches. If they need him in game five, they can go to him.
Let's see if there's even a game
I
five.
Hope that that's not what's happening, but if it's the case, I'll spend whatever buku bucks I have to get to Toronto for that one.
Yeah. Yankees Blue Jays tonight at 8. Yankees looking to avoid the sweep as they are back home in the Bronx. Again, that game getting going at 8. Mariners Tigers also will get the day started at 4. Number one for me, also with the Blue Jays, I hinted at a little bit as well. I have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on here. Finally a Toronto star player, acts like a star player in the biggest moments. He's 6-for-9 through two games. He's got two home runs, the first one coming at his first at-bat of the series, the second being that monster grand slam you talked about. This is also a player that, to start this year, you kind of didn't know where you were going to go with him if you were the Blue Jays. The feeling was they were not going to get the contract extension done. Then they are able to get it happening. He starts a little bit slow, and then he explodes as the year goes on. He's become a very good contact hitter as well as the power, of course. And in part, he's on this list also, yeah, because it's finally a Toronto player showing up in the biggest moments. Maple Leafs fans have been dealing with that for years of just great in the regular season, bad in the playoffs. Guerrero, exceptional so far in the playoffs. And again, looking for the sweep tonight into the Bronx. Be amazing for the Blue Jays if they can get that done. I didn't know how they would match up against either the Yankees or the Red Sox, especially with how the Yankees were playing towards the end of the year. Turns out they match incredibly well. The bats have been on fire, led by Guerrero.
And obviously it's not done yet, but I did have a much better feeling about facing the Yankees than the Red Sox.
Red Sox seem to straight up have their number.
As the resident Jays supporter in the station. Oh, no. Pat first. Pat.
Yes.
Pat's the resident Jays supporter. As the runner-up to that. At the station. I was much more optimistic about them facing the Yankees than the Red Sox. It's not done yet, though. They need to close it up. And again, if it gets to 5, well, you got my number one up there on the primetime players list. I do like that. It's a Toronto Blue Jays player, though, for both of us
mm-hmm.
here on primetime players at number one. Treu Savage and Vlad Guerrero mm-hmm. Jr. Give them your flowers.
So good.
Let's go.
803-0550, the number to call. We'll get back to some of your calls after a quick timeout. We'll also get into some hockey talk as well. The season starts tonight at 5, Chicago at the Florida Panthers as they usher in their second straight cup-winning season. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.